Hello and welcome to Weekly Dev Tips. I'm your host, Steve Smith, aka R. Dallas. This is episode 18, where I'm going to provide a specific tip for use with the repository design pattern. Don't forget you can follow Weekly Dev Tips on Twitter as well as in your favorite podcast app. And if you're finding these tips to be helpful, please take a moment to leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to this podcast. I really appreciate it. This episode is sponsored by DevIQ. DevIQ offers online training for software developers and designers, and you can even check out my own course on ASP.NET Core. Look for more information at deviq.com. This week, we're going to talk about the repository pattern and a particular tip. The repository design pattern is one of the most popular patterns, at least in .NET development, today. However, depending on its specific implementation, its benefits to the system's design may vary. One thing to watch out for is query logic leaking out of the repository implementation. Last week, I talked about design patterns in general, and how in most cases it makes sense to have a basic familiarity with a breadth of patterns, but to go deep on the ones that are most valuable in your day-to-day development. Repository is one of the handful of patterns I've found to be useful in virtually every ASP.NET app I've been involved with over the last 10 years or so. Before I knew about this pattern, I'd already learned that separation of concerns was a good idea, and that having a separate layer or set of types for data access was beneficial. The biggest benefit you get by using a repository, instead of just a data access layer or a static database helper class, is reduced coupling, because you can follow the dependency inversion principle. By the way, if you're not familiar with any of these terms or principles, there are links on the show notes page at weeklydevtips.com/018, where you'll also find a link to my recommended generic repository implementation. This week's tip assumes you're already at least basically familiar with the repository pattern. Recently, I'm spending most of my time helping a variety of teams to write better software, and a pretty common issue I find for those apps using a repository is that query logic can leak out. This can result in code and concept duplication, which violates the don't repeat yourself or dry principle. It can also result in runtime errors if query expressions are used that link to entities cannot translate into SQL. The most common reason for this issue is repository list implementations that return back iQueryable results. An iQueryable result is an expression, not a true collection type. It can be enumerated, but until it is, the actual translation from the expression into a SQL query is not yet performed. This is referred to as deferred execution, and it does have some advantages. For instance, if you have a repository method that returns a list of customers, and you only want those whose last name is Smith, it can dramatically reduce how much data you need to pull back from the database if you can apply the last name equals Smith filter before the database query is made. Otherwise, you'll be fetching the entire database table back into memory and then running through every record in memory and checking to see whether it matches your filter. Obviously, that's not the most efficient way to go. But where are you going to add the query logic to the repository to tell it that you only want customers named Smith? That sort of thing is often done in the UI layer, perhaps in an MVC controller action method. In this case, you might have a repository that's injected into the controller, and then because it returns back an iQueryable from its list, you would add a where statement using link and specify that the customer's last name must equal Smith. For something very simple like this, it's hard to see the harm, but imagine that instead of filtering for customers named Smith, you were writing a filter that would list the optimal customers to target for your next marketing campaign, using a variety of customer characteristics and perhaps even some machine learning algorithms. Once you start putting your query logic in the UI, it's going to start to multiply, and you're probably going to have important business logic where it doesn't belong. This makes your business logic harder to isolate and test, and makes your UI layer bloated and harder to work with. The problem with the iQueryable return type from repositories is that it invites this kind of thing. Developers find it easy to build complex queries using link and lambda expressions, but rarely take the time to see whether they're reinventing the wheel with a particular query. It's faster to just write the query than it is to go and see whether or not someone else has already written the same query. The fact that this approach can easily be justified because of the benefits of deferred execution and perhaps the notion that the underlying repository list method is benefiting greatly from code reuse only exacerbates the problem. The underlying problem with returning iQueryable is that it breaks encapsulation and leaks data across responsibilities out of the repository abstraction where it belongs. Rather than returning iQueryable, repositories should return IEnumerable or even just list types. Doing so consistently will ensure there is no confusion among developers as to whether the result of a repository is an in-memory result or an expression that can still be modified before a query is made. But then how do you allow for different kinds of queries without performing them all in memory? There are a few different approaches that can work, and I'll cover them in future tips. But the simplest one is to add additional methods to the repository as needed. This is often a good place to start, as it is simple and very discoverable. In the example I'm using here, the customer repository class could have a new method called listByLastName added to it, which accepted a last name parameter and returned all customers with that last name. Likewise, a collection of customers fitting certain characteristics for a new marketing campaign would be returned by another appropriately named method. Over time, this may result in repositories with a lot of different methods, but this is preferable to having query logic scattered across the UI and possibly other parts of your application. I'll talk about how to clean up this problem with having too many methods on your repository in a future tip. By the way, would your team or application benefit from an application assessment highlighting potential problem areas and identifying a path toward better maintainability? Contact me at ardallas.com and let's see if I can help. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. See you next time on weeklydevtips.com.